Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. The bad news this morning, Bar Bingo, scheduled for Friday night downtown, has been canceled. It is not happening. The word needs to get out. We'll be talking about it all morning. Jamie's got an explanation.
I do.
But first, before we get to the explanation.
Oh, yeah, but it's 7, so we still have time.
Yeah, let me say a couple of things here, because every text we're getting this morning on Textnado at 51059 is telling. Oh, no, it's a different number now.
Yeah.
303-22-ELLIS. Sorry about
they
that.
They always move that.
Well, I'm so confused this morning, folks. I'm just not in my element right now, okay? It's hard to even concentrate, to be honest. So bummed out, you know, for everybody because it was going to be a big night down there. But it's not got anything to do, the cancellation has nothing to do with me, Jamie Carson Spadil, or even the management here at the radio station. It's all a hashtag venue issue, okay? It's a venue issue. And some of the questions being asked on Textnado, I don't have an answer for.
I do.
You're supposed to. Well, I haven't mentioned what the questions are yet. How do you know?
I feel like I know everything.
I've been told an email will go out today from Tricky Vicky.
Right.
Which is a blessing in itself just to receive an email from Tricky Vicky.
It really is.
To be honest.
Really. It's an
You're going to get it, so check either your trash, spam, whatever.
Well, all she's going to tell you is it's canceled.
Yeah. Well, she might give you some insight on if you've signed up, if another one occurs, are you still signed up? I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that answer.
They were going to try to work
Son
that part
God,
out.
I don't know that answer.
Yeah,
I think it depends on where you're located, right?
I would say you probably aren't. You'd have to re-register would be my guess,
yeah.
Okay? But it would be impossible to move it over. I can say this. When it is rescheduled and another one pops up, if it happens in the next couple of months, it will not be at this venue.
No comment.
I can say that.
No comment.
We were told that. Were we not?
We were told.
We were told that. It would not happen at this venue.
Those people are quote unquote neat.
Venue issue. It just has a ring to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now, Jamie.
Yeah.
Comes in with some wacky doodle story.
It is a great story.
That she claims is the real reason because she's got moles in this place, okay?
I do.
She's got moles that speak to her that tell her the inside scoop of what goes on in the offices here at the radio
station.
Well,
you know, I'm not, I mean, I do have that mole because you know I talk to her.
You have moles?
I have moles.
Jamie has moles.
I'm not going to name any names.
She is a big old hairy mole, too. I mean, just hairy.
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you that hairy mole story?
No, I don't want to hear your hairy mole story.
Do you want to hear it real fast?
This is a very serious.
It's kind of funny. Okay.
All right, what's your mole story?
Okay, so I had a mole on my butt, right? And it would like grow a little hair, which is so ugly. It's disgusting, right? Plus, you had to go back there with a pair of tweezers, like. Ding! So I married this orthopedic surgeon, right? And I was like, hey, can you bring home a scalpel and a stitch and take this little mole off my butt? And he's like, I think it's cute. And I was like, I don't like it. Okay. And so he's like, okay, fine. So he comes home, I lay on the bed, he takes a scalpel, he cuts out the mole and he does two stitches on it,
wow.
Right? Perfect. He's a surgeon. This is nothing to him, right? And so we go to a baseball game for his kids, and I sit down on the bleacher and I pop the stitches.
Two
stitches. So if you know, a mole is very vascular, right? So it's just bleeding.
Oh my gosh. Just
bleeding.
Oh,
so we get in the car. He's like, don't worry, I'll fix it. We get in the car. We tell the boys we'll be right back. We go to Walmart. We get some Afrin.
Afrin.
We get Afrin, the nasal spray.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm bent over in the Walmart parking lot like this.
You don't have
with
to
my
bend.
Pants
you don't
down.
No. Pull your pants back up.
Pants
Jamie,
down.
Pull your pants
and
back up.
And he's spraying Afrin on my ass and the mole that he cut off with the stitches so it clots.
Before you pull your pants back up, do you realize you still have a scar there?
Yeah, I got a little scar right
Get
there.
The
yeah,
heck out of here.
Yeah,
pull your pants back
So he clotted
up.
It. He clotted it, and then we went back to the game. Ta-da! My story of the mole.
Pull up your pants. Okay? Pull up your pants.
Anyway,
all
isn't
right,
that fascinating?
All right, yeah.
So,
that's a great story.
So the hairy mole is actually gone.
All right. Yeah. Now, back to Bar Bingo.
Right.
Jamie has a mole inside, not on her butt.
It's gone.
She has a mole inside the radio station. So she says she has the hot scoop on what exactly occurred yesterday to warrant a cancellation.
Do we have any music? Like, kind of storytelling music?
Well, no. The only thing that Spadil gave me was this here, but it's a short piece of music.
Okay.
It's not working.
Oh no.
Never mind.
Oh. Everything. It's like everything. Oh. Everything. You know what? This is just one more thing. Yeah. Just one more thing.
Look, you see it.
Yeah,
firing.
I do see it.
Oh, there it is. That's the only piece of music I got.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, this story is called The Hooker and the Wife by Jamie White. Okay. Now, in this story, let me just tell you who the players are. Alice. BJ and Jamie.
I don't want to be a player.
Carson, Spadil, we are the hookers, okay? We're the hookers.
We're the hookers?
What do you mean?
Hookers.
I'm just listen.
Okay.
I'm giving you the players.
Sorry. Jumping.
Oh, my God. So we're the hookers, okay? Now, the wife is the venue, all right? Understand?
Okay.
Everybody know who the players are?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So one day, we find out that this particular venue is a CU-sanctioned event place. Like, all, you know how, like...
No, when, the wife is.
Yeah, right.
The wife is a CU-sanctioned.
Yeah, the venue, the wife. Yeah,
wife is.
The wife is a...
Well, I'm just sticking to the roles. I'm not doing the venue thing. I'm just sticking to the roles.
Let me start.
The wife is a big CU fan, yeah.
So,
okay?
The venue is like a CU-sanctioned event place, right? Okay, it is. I'll get to it, and then I'll explain the wife and the hooker. All right, so this venue is that, right? And you guys have been to bars where all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I'm not a Nebraska fan, and it's just full
of
people.
They have nothing that really represents it until it's game day, and then they put a flag on the outside, and
everybody's there.
Nebraska.
So this particular venue is a CU joint, which is great. We love CU. We support. Now, here's what happened. So the game on Friday is at 5:30, which is a problem because it's a sports bar. It's a full-out sports bar, and the CU game is at 5:30. We're supposed to start our thing at 7, right? So here's the deal. They're going to start loading the CU fans at probably 4:30. You probably show up before a game, right? 5 o'clock, something like that. Now the bar is going to be full with CU fans. Yeah. Now our fans show up at 6 to go into Bar Bingo. It's full.
Right.
Right? And they're not going to kick out all these people.
The CU fans aren't going to leave just because there's got...
Because there's a Bar Bingo happening. Exactly. So here's where it comes down to the wife and the hooker, okay?
Gotcha.
So, in their big picture, the CU fans are their wife, right? They have to take care of their wife. They have to, you know, she's going to be long-term for them. Now, a beautiful, sexy, hot hooker that knows all the tricks is only for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so...
It's quick.
It's very quick.
Very quick.
And so that's not worth it for them to piss off their wife in the long term because they're gonna pay for that. If you take a two-hour hooker against your wife, you're going to pay for it in the long run.
Oh, yeah.
Well...
That was beautiful. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much. The two-hour hooker...
Guys. Don't applaud that story.
Yeah.
Guys, don't applaud that
that's
story.
That's a great metaphor. Right?
Two-hour hooker is right. Not divorce? Worth it for
you,
a divorce.
You lose a ton of money.
Exactly. You've divorced your entire CU audience for the rest of the season.
And your life is just crap now.
Right. And the fact that you even thought about getting a hooker is really, really bad on you people. I mean, you thought about it and you even told the... Here's the problem with this real story is you told everybody that you were opening up to a hooker... opportunity. You're like, oh yeah, we totally want the hooker. Let's get the hooker. And then right before you had sex with the hooker, you're like, yeah, no, we can't do this.
You got caught. You got caught. But I'll tell you, from the hooker perspective and being the hooker, the next time you call for the hooker, it's going to cost you more.
Oh, no, the hooker's not available to you.
Yeah. You better have big bucks.
Yeah,
you better have big bucks.
The hooker is done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There you go. Pretty much sums up the story.
You're welcome.
Bar Bingo, canceled.
Put that on the podcast if anybody has any questions. That is the best way to explain it.
It is.
Because the thing is like our team did go down there and say, hey, do you have anything on the books? And they absolutely said, we have nothing on the books. This is a go. We're going to open up extra rooms. We're going to accommodate everybody. And then they freaked out at the last minute and said, oh my God, we can't piss off everybody for the long term. Cause you guys are a 2 hour, like, you know, shot. And we have to think about our people for the long term. That's what happened. Bottom line.
I don't get that thinking though. That was not a good move on their part.
Well,
in my opinion,
yeah.
I think that, you know, you had a contract deal done, and you were supposed to host this, and you should have followed through with it, no matter what your other obligations are.
I agree with the I agree with what's the word? It's like your moral clause, right? Yeah. Inside your head. I get that, but I think that they didn't realize how hard it was going to be once a CU crowd was loaded to tell them they had to leave. That was going to be impossible.
It was not going to happen.
Right? Yeah. Especially if the game is close or anything. You're not going to get all those people out of that bar.
And you're not going to tell people to leave.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
if you run a good business, you don't tell people to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, so they screwed themselves, in my opinion, all the way around in this situation. In my opinion.
Yeah.
That's just allegedly.
There you go. That's pretty much the explanation of what happened.
Right.
Yeah. What happened. Yeah. And we took the brunt of it. Well, you took it because you were going to show up for Bar Bingo. It was supposed to be your night. And it's not going to happen now. It's completely canceled.
But at least I made it fun.
Yeah.
Yay!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.